morning, everyone. Welcome to Night and Free Church this evening. I'm Abby, a member of the church family here, and it is great to be able to gather together this evening to sing in worship of our God and Father, and to hear him speak to us through his word as Peter Williams comes and continues our series in the book of Acts. Before we turn to God's word, let me mention a few notices this week. On Thursday, it's the final Rock Solid of this term, and it's going to be about preaching / giving a Bible talk. So anyone is welcome to that. Maybe you think that it's not for you because you don't preach and you don't imagine yourself ever giving a Bible talk. Well, I would encourage you to still consider coming so that you can see the process of how we get from the Bible text to the talk, and so that you can be more equipped as the listener when you're here in church hearing a Bible talk. So that's on Thursday at 7:30 here at church. Then one of the notices from me is the Women's Walk and Talk on Saturday, the 27th of June. That's at Wistow Rural Centre, and they're meeting at 9:50 for the walk, or at 10:45 if you just want coffee and cake. And if you want more information about that, you can speak to Pip Graves or Joe Mitchell. And then Paul's got a notice too.
Thank you. There's a World Cup on, did you know? 47 other teams are involved as well. But England kick off on Wednesday night at 9 o'clock, and we're going to be showing it on the screen behind me. So if you have a friend or friends with whom you talk football, and there are one or two shirts even in the hall, then just maybe this is an opportunity to bring them so they set foot in church. And it may be the start of a really significant journey. And for those of us who would have been watching the football anyway, there is football on, okay? Little tracts by the wall chart. There is a World Cup wall chart. I hope you've checked the latest. I don't know the latest Germany score, but okay. A word from somewhere answered that one. But also a little tract here called Who is the Real GOAT? GOAT, for those my age, stands for greatest of all time, okay? So it might be Messi or Ronaldo, but for some of us who were shaped by the 60s, there was a phrase, Eusebio good, Pelé better, but Georgie best. So for every era, there is a greatest. But use one of those with a friend, even if you're not coming. But football here, Wednesday night, 9 p.m.
Thank you. So as we begin our service, let me read some verses. I'm going to read Psalm 148. This psalm is a call to give praise to our God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights above. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his heavenly hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens and you waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for at his command they were created, and he established them forever and ever. He issued a decree that will never pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all ocean depths, lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do his bidding, you mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and